the following item, Marnie talks to a long-standing Chatterbox helper.
Hello, everyone. Well, I'm back in the recording studio. This is my usual habitat. But today I've got a special guest. This is Alan Shirley. And you may not know his voice, but he does a tremendous amount for NNAB. He has three jobs, really. One of them, he's a wallet sorter. And the next one is sub-editor. That's quite a big job, that one. And then he comes in on another day and does the evening checking and packing. So many thanks to you, Alan, and hello.
Hello, Marnie.
Right, I've come here because I've heard that he's very interested in the Barton House Railway, and I thought you might be interested also. Now, I know they're not toy railways, but I know they're not full-size railways, so I'm going to ask Alan to tell us all about them.
OK, the railway is what we call 7 1/4-inch gauge. That's the internal measurement between the rails.
I hope you've all got that, because I'll be tested on this later.
And it's a popular size for people who make them, or like myself, buy them. It's an ideal size for on-the-ground railway. As Marnie says, it's not a toy railway, but then, on the other hand, it's not a full size. You can sit in these, or the similar railway at Eaton Park, their carriages, you sit astride on the ground railway.
Sit astride on your railway?
No, at Barton House, they sit in the carriages.
You sit inside. So if you're standing at the side of it, what is it, about waist height, something like that?
No, it's on the ground. It's only up to about your shin.
Oh, really?
Yes, if you're standing next to it.
Right.
The Barton House have carriages that you sit in, and we call them toast racks.
Okay.
And the Eaton Park, which is the same gauge, you sit astride like you would a horse.
Right. So what was Barton House to begin with? Is it a stately home? No,
it's a private house in Wroxham, in a road that's off the avenues, and was bought by the Bauer family, who had connections with Barnard's Wire factory on the corner of Selhouse Road, where the home base store now stands.
Okay, yes.
They lived at Earlham House, and I believe Peter Bauer's father built a railway there, but they sold Earlham House, which now part of the university, and moved into a large detached building known as Barton House, just off the avenue in Wroxham.
And is it still a privately owned
place? Yes, it's still
place.
Privately owned, yes.
And so the railway is in the garden, presumably?
Yes, it opened in June 1963.
Oh, quite old then,
it
really.
It is quite, and
yes.
There's a lot of people who don't realise it's there.
Yes.
It does have a full-size signal box controlling the railway.
A full-size one?
A full-size one has been saved from the bonfire. And some full-size railway equipment as well, the lever frame, the tablet system, and some full-size signals.
So that will appeal to families, obviously, who want to ride in a small train, bring the children. But it will also appeal, by the sound of it, to people who are interested in railways generally. Is that so?
Yes, that's correct. Peter maintains a museum of artefacts that he's recovered over the years. He was a railway employee at one time in his life, and able to be in the right place at the right time when surplus items were about to be thrown away, so he thought he might as well.
Oh, good, yes.
The railway came about because of the demise of the M&GN, which was affectionately known as the Muddle and Go Nowhere Railway.
Now, what did it really stand for?
Middle and Great Northern Joint Railway.
It was two railway
companies that ran the railways in this area as a joint operation.
Those were the days.
As opposed to Great Eastern, which also ran around here as well. And this was also the area for the LNER, London and North Eastern Railway.
Okay.
There used to be a saying that Norfolk was surrounded on three sides by water and on the fourth side by the M&GN.
Oh, right. Sorry, say what you called it again.
The Muddle and Go Nowhere.
Muddle and Go Nowhere, right, OK. Now we know. I'm wondering who looks after it. There must obviously be a lot of maintenance, and I wondered about the funding as well.
As regards the maintenance, there's a team of dedicated volunteers who give up their Sundays on the Sundays that the railway is not running to do some of the work as much as they can. It's always the same old faces, if you know what I mean. As regards the funding, it's simply paid for by the ticket sales, the people who come to visit
and ride
the trains.
And that works, does
it?
Yes, you get enough people to support it.
And they also support a charity. It was originally sort of set up to support Wroxham Church.
Oh, yes.
And they did that for 3 or 4 years at least, and then started to assist other charities rather than just Wroxham Church. They would pick on a different one, or people would request, you know, could you support us instead this year, you know what I mean?
That's really lovely, yes. You're making a big contribution to the area then, yes. They local charities mostly?
No, I mean, there have been nationwide people that we've
fantastic.
Supported.
Fantastic.
The last 2 years, we gave to the charity for that year £1,500 for the whole year.
Wow.
The charities that we support, we do like them to come along with a stall and announce themselves to the transfer so they know who we're supporting.
See a presence
See a presence
That sounds like a really good wheeze.
We've had Kerry's Greyhounds. We've had the Norfolk, what do they call it? Nelson's Journey?
Nelson's Journey, yes.
So quite a few. I believe at one time they've done the Air Ambulance. Another one a year or two back, yeah. We try and find a different charity every year to help support.
Well, you'll be very welcome in the area, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes, it's a really good thing. And what is it that you do? What's your specific job?
I went there, was invited to go there, and very quickly became a driver. And
that's a good
one. They had a lady who operated a battery electric loco, and it was the only loco at that gauge running. And the guy who was a volunteer asked me to come along and see what I think, and very quickly learnt to drive the steam engine. So we had two trains on the go. So that meant Peter, who was in charge of all the signalling, had to then really get him more involved in signalling, because with two trains on the track running in opposite directions, you've got to be careful with signalling.
It could be unpleasant.
Yes, it could be.
Well, that sounds very important. I bet you have a really good time.
Yes.
You like that, don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
There'd be a lot of people envious of you being able to be a train driver. It's every kid's ambition, really.
It is, yes. Yeah.
Now you get to do it. Are all the staff volunteers
yes.
that you have?
Yeah.
Yes. How many do you have, approximately? Do you know?
There you've got me. 20 to 30, I would have thought.
Really?
Yes, and they start as young as 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. They start off as porters. That's the name badge on the, the thing.
Yes.
But they very quickly progress to becoming guards. And then once they reach the age, which I believe is 18, the age of majority, they're then in a position then to be trained as drivers.
Right. Okay.
Another feature that also is that because of limited parking, because it's in the rear garden of Barton House, there's not a great deal of parking space for visitors.
I can imagine.
So we always say to people, especially if you've never been, to go like park in Roy's car park, actually in the centre of Wroxham, and then walk to the bridge that takes the road over the river.
Yes.
At the rear of the Hotel Wroxham.
Yes.
Where people usually stand feeding the ducks. And two electric boats will whisk you from that meeting point straight to the railway, because it's literally beside the river.
Right.
Just downstream, about 5 minutes sailing time.
Oh, that's a nice added attraction by the sound of it. Yes.
Yeah. So, of course, we also need people to be in charge of the boats as well.
Yes, of course. Well, that sounds really good fun.
It is.
I'm glad you enjoy yourself there, and do such good work at the same time. Thank you ever so much for finding time to talk to us. That's
thank you.
Really good. Thank you.
I will just mention before you go, as regards the railway, It's only on the third Sunday of the month, between April and October.
Okay.
And they also do a Santa special on the third Sunday in December. You must book up for that one.
Yes.
And they also do an evening running on the last Saturday night in September.
Right, so you've just had that one.
Just had that one,
is
yes.
that party time?
Yes, the barbecue and all that. There's no booking for all of them. You just turn up and come and see it.
Yes.
It's £3 for adults and £1.50 for young persons.
That's for the train?
For the entry.
Right.
The entry into the railway. And train fares, I think, start from about 45p.
Oh, you can't complain at that.
No. And, of course, there's tea, coffee and cakes on the go.
Yes. Oh, I'm not surprised. Yes.
But it's the Christmas one that you must actually book up for.
Yes.
So that we know the numbers.
And that's when? On the third Sunday?
Third Sunday in December.
In December. So that's very near to Christmas Day. Yes.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. You've given a lot of people food for thought there. So thank you very much indeed, Alan.
That's a pleasure.